French President Nicolas Sarkozy has launched an attack on the burqa. That's the traditional garment worn by some Muslim women that covers both the face and the body. Sarkozy is calling the garment a prison, and he says it shouldn't be worn in France. And now a parliamentary commission is looking into whether burqas should be banned. Sarkozy's critics accuse the president of political posturing. Eleanor Beardsley sent us this report.
When President Sarkozy delivered a sweeping speech from the Chateau of Versailles to lay out his vision for the future of France, he chose that symbolic moment to weigh in on a divisive social issue, the burqa. Sarkozy told French lawmakers that the burqa was not about religion, but about the subjugation of women.
Nous ne pouvons pas accepter dans notre pays des femmes.
We cannot accept women imprisoned behind a screen cloth and cut off from all social contact and deprived of their identity. This is not the French Republic's idea of human dignity.
Under the elevated train tracks in the north of Paris near the metro stop Barbès, the weekly market is underway. Vendors are hawking their fruits and vegetables, fish and meats. Most of the people here are African and Arab, and it feels more like Cairo than Paris. And most women are wearing Muslim headscarves and full-length dresses, but not the burqa. The smiling face of Salima Yunus is the only flesh showing on her navy blue-robed body. The 41-year-old Yunus, who was born and raised in France in an Algerian family, says she only began wearing the full-length veil a year ago. But she says she understands Westerners' discomfort with the burqa.
Even I need to see someone's face to know if they're smiling or angry. Maybe the wearer of a burqa doesn't want to be seen or talked to, but it leaves you with an uneasy feeling. You can't blame people for wondering who's under there. It could be a terrorist with a bomb.
30-year-old Zainab Saidani is not wearing a burqa either, but she's dressed in a headscarf and full-length long-sleeved robe. She says she's well aware of Sarkozy's proposal to ban burqas.
It's quite frankly unacceptable in a country of so-called liberty to tell people what to wear.
5 years ago, France, which has the largest Muslim population in Western Europe, passed a highly contentious law prohibiting headscarves in public schools and offices. That measure has been accepted over time, but Muslims here say the new debate over the burqa will only stir up religious tension. The French Muslim Council says the parliamentary commission is unnecessary because very few people wear the burqa. Jean-Marie Fardeau, the head of Human Rights Watch in France, says the government should attempt to eradicate the burqa through education and not prohibition.
The main impact of this law will be to stigmatize, to marginalize more these women, and to make them to stay at home, for instance.
Talk of the burqa has been dominating the French airwaves and newspapers. One burqa wearer, Fadela Wabdakalder, called a radio station to assure listeners that wearing it is her decision.
I know when my face is veiled, men don't try to pick me up. I do it to preserve my beauty for my husband. But he didn't ask me to wear it. That's stupid. I'm only submissive to God.
Back at the market, there's still no sign of anyone wearing a full burqa. But there is 31-year-old Abu Hafs, whose wife wears one, or at least she used to.
She doesn't want to wear the burqa anymore. She says she got tired of being insulted on the streets when she wore it. But I want her to wear one. A woman's beauty starts with her face, and I don't want other people to be able to enjoy her. She should just be for me.
Despite its unified dislike of the burqa, members of the French government are divided over whether a ban would be effective or just stir up resentment. Sarkozy's critics say he is only using the issue to boost his support with women and further divide his opposition on the left. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.